Our greatness we do not know, nor do others. Our greatness we do not know, nor do others. We're all dreamers. We're all people of imagination. All people of introspective thought. People who love to dream, who love to just imagine anything we want to imagine and experience it any way we want to experience it, because that's what it's all about, and that's how we are all about. And we're very happy people doing this. And we have no idea what thought is going to come up in our mind next. We have no idea what thoughts are going to come into our world next. We have no idea of how these things are going to focus and function in our world. We have no idea. And it's a good thing we don't, because we limit ourselves. Now you think, such creative minds like Einstein or like Shakespeare or other creative people who do marvelous things, like the great musicians and sculptors and artists and people, that they're so wonderful, they're so fantastic. Well, they're not. They're just ordinary beings being themselves and letting go of the genius that lay within them. Now, are you ready to let go of the genius that lies within you? Are you ready to be the magnificent being that you are? Are you ready to shine forth in your world all the wonder and the magic that you are? Are you ready? If you are, then you're ready for some great and glorious experiences. You're ready for some great and glorious happenings in your world, because you are opening your heart to what you really are. Now, a poet doesn't say, I'm going to write some poetry. He may say that, but he doesn't write poetry until he's inspired. A poet is inspired, and so he sits down and he writes about his inspiration. He writes about his dreams. He writes about those things that are wonderful for him. And as he sits down and writes those things, he doesn't realize that they're going to be wonderful or just ordinary. He just writes them down. And he writes them down and he tells himself and the world all of the joy that he has. Now, he has a tool. And that tool is called poetry. And that tool has an artistic form to it. And that artistic form of poetry allows him to do all sorts of beautiful things. It allows him to have a structure for his words, a structure for his thoughts and his ideas, so that as people listen to them, they say, that's beautiful. We have people who write in free verse. We have people who just write, what they want to say. And what they want to say is not all that exciting. And because it's not all that exciting, people don't get all tuned into it. But that doesn't mean that it cannot happen. Oh, just think about them. How many great people do you know who have experienced their life and who have gone on in their world doing their thing, and they weren't appreciated while they were around? After they were gone, then their art became appreciated. After they were gone, then their literature became something that's significant. And other people, after they were gone, their art and literature just died away because it lacked some universal character to it that made it beautiful and made it wonderful. We just don't know our greatness. We don't know our wonderment. We don't know our greatness. We do not know, nor do others. We cannot say what our greatness is going to be. We cannot say what our greatness is. We cannot say what the magic of our being is going to be. All we can do is, when we have an inspiration, shine it forth. When we have a magical thought going through our mind, shine it forth. When we have anything that's happening in our world, shine it forth. And as we shine it forth, we find that it is so fantastic, so joyous, so wonderful, so magical, so absolutely fantastic in every way. As we shine it forth, it happens to be something very specific, very wonderful in our world. It's very marvelous in our world. It's very exciting in our world. Now, have you ever had any of those things happening to you? Sure you have. Have you paid attention to it? Sometimes. Most of the time, no. And the reason you didn't pay attention to it most of the time is that you were so busy doing other things. You're so busy creating new ideas and creating new thoughts and creating new illusions in yourself that we're just shining forth with the magic that you are. And you are just having the greatest time of your life being yourself and having fun. Now, are you really going to be yourself and have fun at all times? Can you do that? You sure can. Do you want to do that? Well, some people do. And those people who want to do that, they do it. Not because they want to do it. Not because it's something that is so unique to them. It's just that they do it. Now, how many hidden authors are there who don't go up into their attic and be quiet and be peaceful about it and start writing what they have in their mind? How many sculptors take some clay and they go to art class and they model something and they come up with something? And first, they're copying other people. First, they're copying other artwork done by others, and they say, that's beautiful, that's glorious, that's wonderful, that's great, that's good. And as they do that, then they think, my goodness, I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty nice. I'm doing some pretty exciting stuff. And as they think they're doing this pretty exciting stuff, it's exciting for them. It's not because it's so good. It's not because it's so wonderful, so fantastic, but it's because it just turns them on. They delight in it. They think that it's just wonderful to be that way, just fantastic to be that way. Now, are you that kind of an author? Are you that kind of a being who is just delighted to do whatever it is that turns you on? If you are, go for it. Go for it. You take a lot of cats. And we have a couple of cats here at the University of Healing Absent Monastery, the Church of God Unlimited, and the cats are varied. Each cat is so uniquely different from the other, it's amazing. Now, all of Ellen's cats are fat cats because they are fed abundantly, and she just loves to feed them and loves to play with them, and they love to eat, and they are fat cats. My cat is a slim cat. And she is just an ordinary all-black cat, nothing fancy about her, nothing exceptional about her, except her fur. You touch her fur, and it is like touching a feather. It is so gentle, so wonderful. And then we have Sammy up at the monastery, and what does he do? He's just a wonderful cat who is always into everything, and he knows where all the food is kept. And he goes there, and he claws on that door, and he says, come on, now, open this up here for me. Now, are they being created? Well, did we ever expect the greatness of Genie to come forth as it does? For he just stretches out on you and says, yes, I own you. I own everything here. It's all mine. And then when he's tired of owning it, he gets up and goes and owns something else. He just releases himself to whatever he does. And Sammy, who is my cat here in the Hermitage, Sammy just is always doing whatever she wants to do, happy as can be. And Ellen's two cats, she walks in the house, and they're sitting on either side of the door, and they look up at her, and they say, now, next time you go, we'd like you to ask for permission. Next time you do, they possess her, they own her. Now, do you have your greatness standing out as owning others? Or do people know what your greatness is? What is the greatness of Ellen's cats? What's the greatness of mine? What's the greatness of the monastery cat? What is uniqueness about them? Each is unique. Now, is each lovable? Is each glorious? Yes. Is each going to write a book or do a sculpture? No. They perhaps do it in their own way, but no. Each is going to perform and prepare and give of their greatness, and we don't know what that greatness is, except as far as we can see for our cats, it's being loving. As far as we can see for our dogs, it's being loving. As far as we can see for our children, it's being themselves and having fun and just delighting in everything they do, and everything they do is a magic time for them. And because they delight in everything they do, and everything they do is a magic time for them, they're expressing their greatness. Now, one day they'll perhaps do something marvelous. Perhaps they'll have the most wonderful family in the world, or they'll have the most wonderful business in the world. They'll have the most happy time in the world. Or maybe they will not be all there. Maybe for some reason they might be a child who is limited in some way. Now, are they going to be less lovable or less wonderful or less great? If we don't give them the opportunity to shine forth the greatness that's within them, no matter what they seem to say at any time, we're limiting them and ourselves, and we don't want to do that. Our greatness we do not know, nor do others. Our greatness we shine forth in every way in our life, because that is who we are, and that is what we are, and that is all we are. Today, let your greatness shine forth. Let your magic shine forth. Let your genius shine forth. Be that which you are, and don't worry about it. If you only come up with it half, you're starting. If you don't come up with it at all, and you still want to play and go out and enjoy life and just toddle around doing whatever turns you on, go for it, because that's all that matters. All that matters is for you to be yourself and have fun and enjoy life every moment of your being. And as you do that, you will be a fulfilled, happy, wonderful person, as you already are right now. Keep these thoughts in your heart. Our greatness we do not know, nor do others. So we keep shining forth the love, the joy, the harmony, the peace, the goodness that we are. And pretty soon, what we really are, that greatness that we really are, comes forth in its most magnificent way, and it's wonderful. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.